Bill O'Reilly here, Monday, December 20th, 2021. You are listening to the O'Reilly Update. Here's what's happening today in America. Senator Manchin kills the Build Back Better bill. The president addresses the public as COVID surges. Vice President Harris gets a little testy. San Francisco's death spiral continues. Also ahead, a Christmas tale starring Joe Biden. But first, Senator Manchin confirming he will vote no on President Biden's Build Back Better bill. Said the Democrat from West Virginia, quote, "I tried everything humanly possible. I can't get there. I can't vote for it," unquote. The White House releasing a statement after the announcement accusing Manchin of going back on his word. The proposal allocated about $2 trillion plus for progressive priorities like the Green New Deal and social justice programs. President Biden said to address the nation Tuesday on the COVID situation, the new strain causing a spike in cases in all 50 states, infections up 26% in the last 2 weeks. Biggest hotspots, New York City, the Pacific Northwest, Michigan. Vice President Harris telling the LA Times the Biden administration failed to foresee the rise of the latest variant. But Dr. Fauci kind of rebuked her comment, saying the White House definitely saw the new strains coming. The vice president also pushing back against critics in a recent interview with Comedy Central. Ms. Harris snapping at host Charlemagne the God when he said, quote, "I want to know who the real president of the country is." The vice president responded, "Don't start talking like a Republican." In another interview, Ms. Harris claims she and Joe Biden have never discussed running for re-election in 2024, and that may be a good thing. San Francisco's tourism industry collapsing as crime rises across the Bay Area. Business travel revenue down 93% in the last 2 years. The number of occupied hotel rooms dropping from 1 million in 2019 to 50,000 today. Total visitors to San Francisco tumbling from 26 million to 13 million. Robberies there up 30% across the board. Car theft up 750% in popular tourist neighborhoods like Fisherman's Wharf. In a moment, a Christmas tale starring the president. Right back.
Hey guys, it's Vivek Ramaswamy here, inviting you to listen to my podcast, Truth. We just relaunched it after the campaign, and we are already riding up the podcast charts. Here's why. I think that hard, in-depth conversations about the tough issues is the only way we're going to get this country back. Because make no mistake, we are currently in a war for the future of America, and you cannot win a war unless you're willing to speak the truth. If you want standard conservative talking points, this podcast is not for you. But if you want to go deeper and hear the conversations you're not going to find anywhere else, the conversations that will challenge you, that will challenge me, then subscribe to Truth with Vivek Ramaswamy on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. And I promise you, you're going to cover terrain that you're not going to hear elsewhere.
Time now for the O'Reilly Update message of the day, a Christmas tale. According to legend, there are many ghosts residing in the White House. Apparitions that go all the way back to President Martin Van Buren. The little magician, as he was called, once allegedly appeared to a trembling Chester Arthur, asking a simple question. How the heck did you get in here? President Arthur hid under the covers, so they say. As Christmas Eve evolves into early Christmas morning, I fear that Joe Biden may receive a visit from another spirit. That of Jimmy Carter. Stranger things have happened in the White House. Just ask Bill Clinton. Anyway, if my intuition is correct, the scene might go this way. Joe! Awaken, Joe! I've been sent to warn you. Heed what I say. Is that you, Jimmy? I'd know that accent anywhere. It is I, Joseph. The ghost of bad policies past. And I have a question. What in tarnation are you doing? No joke. I don't know what I'm doing. Can you help? Joe, don't you remember the gas lines in the late 1970s? I messed with the energy industry and got my tush kicked. But climate change, silence, Joe. Gas and heating oil prices are igniting inflation. People are angry. People are getting hammered financially. If in fact, it is a fact, Joe. Just look at Tiny Tim. He can no longer afford a Big Mac. No, I can't bear it. Tiny Tim denied fast food. And the border, it's wide open. Millions of folks just walking in here. Why, Joe? Why? Future Democrat voters, Jimmy. I'm not being facetious. Joe, your approval rating with current voters is 9%. And can you explain Kamala? Well, they like her less than me, if in fact. Joe, look out the window and see the future. There's Tiny Tim wearing a Trump hat. To the right is Nancy Pelosi, retiring from the House after your party loses 100 seats next November. And finally, wait, I feel another ghostly presence. Why, it's Ronald Reagan. Good evening, gentlemen. It's so nice to be back in the White House this Christmas morning. It's tough riding horses out there in Santa Barbara when you're invisible. Do you have any words of wisdom for me too, President Reagan? Yes, Joe, I do. Just keep doing what you're doing. And that is the O'Reilly Update Christmas Tale. I am Bill O'Reilly. I approve the message by writing it. For more honest news analysis, please visit BillO'Reilly.com. And you can reach me, Bill@BillO'Reilly.com. Name and town if you wish to opine. Remember, on Fridays, we read listener mail, and it's always very engaging. Also, if you have a late-minute gift problem, go to BillO'Reilly.com Christmas store. We can expedite shipping to you and solve the dilemma. In a moment, something you might not know. Everything is expensive these days, you know that. The government is printing trillions of dollars in consumer prices higher than ever. If the government continues its printing and spending, the dollar could continue its free fall and lose its coveted role as the world reserve currency. Let's hope that doesn't happen. But there are a few things you can do right now. American Hartford Gold can show you how to protect your money, your retirement, your hard-earned savings against inflation by helping you diversify a portion of your portfolio into physical gold and silver. Start with a short phone call, and they can have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or put inside your 401k or IRA. So please call or text them right now. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Call 877-444-GOLD, 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Again, that's 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Now the O'Reilly Update brings you something you might not know. Christmas, less than a week away. Despite high inflation, COVID, and supply chain chaos, economists predict Americans will spend more than $800 billion on gifts this year. Here are the hottest items to put under the tree if you can find them. First up, streaming devices. Americans avoiding the theaters are using services from Apple, Amazon, and Google to watch films at home. Most purchased movie this season, James Bond in No Time to Die. Now, I did not like that movie very much. Next, video doorbells. With crime on the rise, Americans are buying video-enabled doorbells to monitor who exactly is coming up the walkway. The devices are now being used by police to solve thousands of robberies across the country. Next, electric scooters, popular with the urchins. The vehicles can reach speeds of 20 miles per hour. Some cities banning scooters on sidewalks to save pedestrians. Prices range from $250 to $5,000 for the scooter. I would rather walk. Smartwatches in short supply this Christmas. People are using the devices to log their workouts, measure steps when they're walking, count calories. Newer models can check your blood oxygen level, an important feature during the pandemic. Gift cards near the top of the list this year. Americans give out $170 billion in gift cards each Christmas season, and that figure is up 35% since COVID hit last year. The number one gift this Christmas season, cookware. Folks stuck in their homes spending a record amount of time in the kitchen. Biggest sellers include air fryers, blenders, crock pots, coffee makers. And here's something else you might not know. Despite being dubbed the most wonderful time of year, Christmas is also ranked the most stressful. When asked what part of the holiday Americans dislike, 23% say they hate seeing their own relatives. Another 25% complain about spending money on presents. Half of us will go into debt this December. The average person spends $1,000 between Christmas and New Year's Day. Back after this.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Thank you for listening to the O'Reilly Update. I am Bill O'Reilly. No spin, just facts, and always looking out for you.